ध्यानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So, sage Narad is trying to enlighten Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva was learned, not ordinarily learned. He is the incarnation of God, Narayan. He appeared for spreading Vedic knowledge. Therefore, Naradji is stated here, Smayanniva means, Smayan means smiling. Such a great personality also becomes morose. After giving so many contributions, literary contributions, still he was not happy. So, this is wonderful. See, therefore, you are smiling. Smayanniva. Devarsi praha viprasing vinapani smayanniva. He says, jiggasitam adhitancha brahma jatta sanatanam athapi suchasi apanam akritita iva prabho jiggasitam. This is very important thing, jiggasitam. This is the beginning of life, actually. Thata brahma jiggasa, inquisitiveness. Tasmat gurum prapaddeta, one should search after a guru. Jiggyasu, one who is inquisitive. That is actually life. This is an animal, they are not inquisitive. They are simply concerned with the four principles of bodily necessities, eating, udaram dakyam, kutumba varanam. In this age, Kali Yuga, if one can eat sumptuously, he thinks that all my interest is now fulfilled. I have eaten very nice. Today. That's all. And dakyam kutumba bharanam. And if he can maintain a wife and three children, he is Dakha Maharaj. Dakha Maharaj. This is the age of Kali. You see? If one can simply eat, and if he is well to do, he can maintain. And when I was in New York, one old lady, she used to come to my class, not in Second Avenue, when I first started in 72nd Street. So, she had a son. So I asked, why don't you get your son married? Oh, well, if he can maintain a wife, I have no objection. That is, maintain a wife is a great job in this age. Dakham kutumba bharanam. And still we are very much proud that you are advancing. Even a bird maintains a wife, even a beast maintains a wife, when a human being hesitates to maintain a wife. You see? And they are advancing civilization. It is a very horrible age. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that don't waste your time in any way. Simply chant Hare Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. So, people are not at all interested in spiritual life. No inquiry. No inquiry. But that is life, that is human life. Jiggasita. Tasmat gurum prapaddito. One must find out a person, guru, a spiritual master, and inquire from him the problems of life, just like Sanatana Goswami. You will find in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He inquired. He was a great minister, and he thought himself that I am a most third-class man, because I do not know what is the aim of my life. Kyami kanamari japatapatrai. Why I am put into this miserable condition of material existence? I don't want all these miserable conditions still. They are enforced upon me. So, there should be inquiry. But, the animal has no inquiry. Just like the goat is standing all night. It has no power to inquire, oh, why you have put me into this condition? That is animal life. All right, suffering is there, all right. There, disease is there, that's all right. Death is there, all right. Old age is there, all right. This is animal life. Therefore, Narada says, jiggasitam adhitancha. You are not a fool. You have inquired sufficiently and you have studied adhitancha. So it is not that without studying, without inquiry, one becomes elevated. No. Jiggyasitam adhitancha brahma. What about inquiry? Brahma. Athata brahma jiggyasa. An ordinary jiggyasa. What is the news today? This is not jiggyasa. Jiggyasa means brahma jiggyasa. Jiggyasitam adhitancha brahma jattat sanatanam. Sanatanam means eternal. We should inquire about our eternal life, eternal blissful life. That is our prerogative. So he have done all these things. He had a spiritual master like Narad, and he was himself Vasudev. So everything was first class. And still, suchasi. You are lamenting, you are morose. You are morose, you are unhappy, just like you have akitartha. You have done nothing. So we have to become kritartha. Kritartha means one who has finished his job, the responsibility of human life. He is called kritartha. Kritakritartha. These Sanskrit words are very appropriate. But the people still have to learn so many things from this Vedic literature. Then Vasudev replies, Asseva me sarvamidam tayoktam. My dear sir, my dear spiritual master, whatever you are saying, it is all right. I have studied sufficiently, I have inquired sufficiently, I know about Brahma, everything. I have written Vedanta Sutra. Still, asteva me sarvamidam tayoktam. Whatever you are saying, everything is there in me. Tathapi natma paritussate me. Still, I don't find satisfaction. Tanmula abhaktyam. And what is the cause? That is also I do not know. Tanmulam abhaktyam. Agadabodham prichyami he tatma bhavatma bhutam. Bhavatma atma bhutam bhava. You are the son of Brahma. Brahma is called atma bhutam. Brahma is not born of ordinary father and mother. Brahma is born of the Supreme Lord, Supreme Atma, Narayan, Garbhotaksai Vishnu. Therefore he is called Sambhu. Brahma's another name is Sambhu. Savai bhavana veda samasta guhyam upasitu jat purusa purana. Now here Nara's qualification is that because you are a great devotee of the original personality of God, purusa purana, shasatam purusam, adyam, just like Arjuna accepted Krishna, shasatam purusam adyam, just like we are singing now, Govindam Adi Purusham. So Purana Purusha, Purana Purusha is the oldest Purusha, oldest being. The oldest being is Krishna. Addaita Yachati Anadi Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham. These references are all the same. Either you take Vedanta Sutra or you say, take Brahma Sutra, or you take Brahma Sanghita, or Bhagavatam. There is no contradiction because the same truth is explained in different Vedic literature. So, kincha jat sanatanam nittam param brahma tatcha taya jignasitam vicharitam aditam adhigatam praptam cha ittartha. Ātma bhavo abhaktam asputam. He Narada, ta tvāṁ prichyāṁ. Ātma bhavo abhaktam brahmā tasya ātmano dehādbhutam sam. So because you are directly from Brahmā, therefore I am asking you, what is this? Savai bhavān vīda samatta guhyam upāsitam jat purusha purāna. Purusha purāna. Purusha de. Purusha, God is Purusha, God is never female. This is another rascal. There are many rascals who think that God is female. Kali, Goddess Kali is God. Goddess Kali, how can you God? See, Shakti. Shakti. Every Vedic scripture it is said that parasya brahmana shakti, everything is energy. So, and how God can be, that is impersonalist. You can think of God, imagine. This is imagination. The Mayavadi theory is that God, there is no God. The impersonal, there is voidness, you can imagine any form, that's all. Sadhakānam hitārthāya brahmana rūpa kalpana. Kalpana means imagination. So, except the sāt-tatas, nobody knows what is God. Sāt-tata means Vaiṣṇava. Nobody knows what is God. They sometimes accept this is God, this is God, this is God, this is God. No. God is the original supreme person. Male, enjoyer. Male is called enjoyer. Predominator. Purusha Purana. Paravaresa manasaiva vissang sijatta avattati gunai rasanga. And paravara. Para means transcendental. And avara. Avara means this material, inferior. Avara means inferior. And para means superior. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Itastu me bhumi rapanu labhayu khaṁ buddhi manarīva cha. Itastu me. There. Apara. Aparayam. These material nature consisting of earth, water, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, eight. This is avara. Avara means inferior. And there is another nature. Parastasmātu bhāva anya. In the Bhagavad Gita you'll find there is another nature, and that is para. Para. Tasmat means out of this avara, inferior nature, there is another superior nature, para. The same thing is here also. Paravaresa. But Krishna is Isha, the controller of both the energies, the spiritual energy and material energy. Paravaresa. Paravaresa manasaiva visam sijati avattati manasaiva. Simply by thinking, just like in the Bible it is said, let there be creation. Immediately there is creation. Manasaiva. We can compare just a very rich man, assistants, many managers, just a tech in your country, Rockefeller or somebody like that. He thinks something to do, business. Simply he orders his secretary, this should be done. It is done. Without his personal effort, immediately done. Because why? Because he has got superior energy or power. In the material world means this monetary strength he has got. So simply by his desire, the secretary arranges everything, and everything is nicely done. But he is sitting in his room. If it is possible for a person who is little materially rich, just imagine how much it is possible by God, the Supreme. Simply by willing, everything will be done. He hasn't got to do anything. Natasya karjam karananca vidyate vedasya. So he has nothing to do. So who is that God? That Krishna. He has nothing to do. He is simply enjoying, playing his flute, and Radharani is serving. He has not taking a sword and fighting. Why he should fight? He hasn't got to fight. One can say, then why he was in the battlefield? Yes, by battlefield he was not to fight there. He was to see the fun, how the fight is going on. He was to give instruction, he was to give, deliver this Bhagavad Gita. He was not fighting. That is God. Parasa sakti vivida yosiyate. He is instructing Arjuna, his friend, that you fight. By his simple will, everything would have been done, fighting would have been finished. He says that, nimitta matra bhavasabhasachin, I have already planned it. If you don't fight, don't think that these persons who have assembled here, they will go back home. They are already finished. That plan is already made. Simply you take the credit that you are Krishna's friend, you have won the battle, that's all. I am giving you this chance of taking the credit. This is God. God hasn't got to labor and meditate and push nose and he becomes God. No. God is God. Simply by his will, God, everything is God. So, these that bluffing that by meditation one can become, by silent, becoming silent one become God, this condition. The God is not under any condition. Why God should be under condition? So therefore it is said, manasaiva visham sijati. That is God. Simply by willing, let there be creation. Simply that word is sufficient. Immediately, perfect, purnamidam, everything purn. Just like, see, every planet is complete. Whatever is needed, there is complete arrangement. Take for example, in our planet, we require water. The sufficient water is stocked. and the water is evaporated by the sun, and it is stocked again in the on the hill, reservoir, and from there supply whole year is being supplied by river, and again it is going to the reservoir. How complete it is! Everything will find complete. Purnamidam, purnamada, purnamidam, purnat purnam udachyate, purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. So, simply manasaiva vissang sijati avattati. This creation, bhutya bhutya praliyate, the whole creation, by the will of the Purana Purusha, the Supreme Lord, is coming into existence, manifested, again becoming non-manifested. Gunaira Sangha. How it is becoming manifested and non-manifested? By the interaction of the three material modes of nature. But he is apart from that. Gunaira Sangha. Tang prajatan ana prajatan arkaiva triloki antascharabayu vivatma shakhi paramare brahmani dharmato bratai snatasame nunam alang vichakka. So you are a devotee of such personality of Godhead, you are recognized devotee, therefore I request you to find out what is the defect in me that after inquiring, after doing so many things, so many books and literature, I am not happy. So you, the same thing as Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, that the disturbance which I am feeling in this battlefield, that can be solved by you only. Therefore, I am surrendering unto you as my spiritual master. No more friendly talks, and you just teach me. So this is the, I would say, eternal process. Even Vyasadeva is surrendering to Narada, such a great scholar. Even Arjuna is surrendering to Krishna. So why? Either you have to surrender to Krishna or Krishna's representative. Then there is solution. Otherwise there is no solution. Tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu sre uttamam shabde parechan isnatam brahmani upasamasayam. One who has taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, upasama, finishing all, I mean, this material desires. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Samahatma sudullah. Vasudeva is everything. Samahatma. So we have to search out a Mahatma, a person who has simply a surrendered soul to Krishna, Vasudeva. And we have to surrender unto him. This is called disciplic succession. Then our problems will be solved. Otherwise, even a personality like Vyasadeva, he has problems. Even a personality like Arjuna, he has problems. So, antaschara vayurivo atmasakhi parabari brahmani dharmata vratai. Vratai. Dhirabhrata. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punyakarmana. Any person who has simply acted piety, jananam punyakarmana, te, such person, bhajante mam dhirabhrata. So, to become Krishna conscious, or to become a devotee, is not an ordinary thing. One has to finish the business of all sinful reactions. Jisham antagatam papam. So long there will be papam, he will be hesitating to surrender unto Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this Hare Krishna mantra that all papas will be finished. Chita darpanam marjanam. Baba Mahadava Nidhidma. He, one chants Hare Krishna mantra fencelessly, just according to regulation, then he is antagatam papam. Antagatam. Jisam antagatam papam. Jananam, punyakarmanam. So, Krishna says, Jisam antagatam papam jananang punyakarmanam. One who has finished the all sinful reaction. This can be done. But we have our 10 kinds of offenses. Namnat bala jasahi papa buddhi. This Hare Krishna mantra will finish all my sinful reactions, that is a fact. As soon as I chant Hare Krishna, immediately my sinful reactions finish. But that does not mean that because I chant Hare Krishna, then let me from morning to evening, let me do all kinds of sinful reactions and sinful activities, and I shall chant Hare Krishna, everything will be finished. Just like in Christian religion, there is a faith that confession, weekly confession. That is nice. When you confess your sinful activities before the higher authorities, before the representative of God, Lord Jesus Christ, or Lord God or Krishna, your sinful activities are finished, that's all right. But that does not mean that you shall go again and again commit sinful activities and again come at the end of the week and finish your business. No, this is not meant. One should be conscious. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he accepted Jagai Madhai, they are very sinful. But he simply asked the condition that from this day, no more sinful activities. You accept this, then I accept. They promised, yes, whatever you have done, no more. That should be the confess. God can excuse, and that is not a difficult job. God can excuse any amount of sinful activities. But after confessing, after being free, if I again commit sinful activities, that is the greatest sin. That is the greatest sin. One should be ashamed of that God has excused me. Again I shall. So I am so shameless. But this business is going on. No, that should not. Namnath bala jasahi papa buddhi. So we should not think that because we are chanting, we can act all kinds of sinful activities. No. The chanting of Hare Krishna will give you protection. But you should not take advantage of it. But if by accident or by unintentionally, if you commit some by heavy, that is also excuse. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Apite sudurachara bhajate imam ananabhag sadhuriva samantam. That is accident. Not that willful, sinful activities should be done and it should be neutralized by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. No, then you are spoiling it. That should not be done. Jisam antagatam papam. So without being freed from sinful activities, nobody can take to Krishna consciousness. The method is easy. You can get out of sinful activities, but don't commit again. If you think that I shall ignite fire and pour water again, then what is the use of? Simply waste of time. So that should not be done. So, parabharasa brahmani dharmata vritai. So one should execute Krishna consciousness, dharmata, in right path, and bratai, Vradanti Madhira Vrata. Just like today, Ekadasi Vrata. Vratai. This Ekadasi Vrata is required. Just see, here it is that you have performed all the vratas. Oh. This purpose of Ekadasi Vrata is that today we should not eat much usual food, grains. The actual prescription is fasting. Nirjala Ekadasi Rupada. Nirjala means there are many devotees who does not take even water. Drinking water, according to Shastra, it is drinking food or no food. You can take both ways. So sometimes drinking of water is excused as upavas also. But there are many devotees who drink even a drop of water whole day and night. They fast and observe Ekadasi Vrata, and the night is called Harivasa. Harivasa means the whole night they would chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is called Vrata, Dira Vrata. Dira Vrata. Dira means very firm, steady. But Krishna is so kind that he has given us so many concessions. But we should, because there are some concessions, better we should not take advantage of the concession, but we should be very steady and strong in our conviction and perform devotional service strictly. That is nice. The vratai, dharmata vratai. Parāvare brahmani dharmata vratai snātas. Snātas means taking bath. Just like if you, of course, in your country, there is no such thing, but in India, they take bath in the Ganges, completely deep, just like you sometimes take bath in the ocean. So snātas means completely taking bath in dharmata vratai, fresh, refreshed. So, me nunam amalang vichaksha. So you can find out what is the defect in me. Why I am Maros? Then Narada is replying now. Bhavatanu dita prayang jaso bhagavato malam jinai vasu natusita manne tad darsanam kilam. He immediately replies that bhavata anudita prayang jaso bhagavata amalam. You have compiled, or you have, I want to say, given so many literatures, but in each and every literature, just like there are Puranas, 18 Puranas, and Mahabharata, and Vedas, and Brahma Sutra, you have given so many literatures. But bhavata anudita prayang jaso bhagavato amalam. There is no incessant glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like Mahabharata, that's a great epic. But there are politics. So many politics, sociology, fight, these, that, but in the middle there is a little glories of God, Bhagavad Gita. So the book is not full of the glories of the Krishna is there, but that is a partial representation. Now Narad Muni says that not as sidelight, completely you have to write one book simply glorifying the Supreme Lord. Then we'll be satisfied. Not sidelight, complete. Bhavatanu dita prayam, here it is said, paravarisa. Anudita prayam, anukta prayam. It's side like. People take just like, yes, we accept God, but we cannot devote our whole time for God. We shall go weekly once, or fortnightly once, or 1 hour in a day, partial. Our business is another. We want to enjoy sense gratification, and we shall go to church or temple just to ask God to supply our ingredients of sense gratification. Oh God, give me this, I am poor man, I am this, I am suffering, I have got some disease. But still, Bhagavad Gita says that they are sukritina, because they go to temple or church asking God something, because they are accepting that there is God who can satisfy our needs. Therefore, they are sukritina. But those who are duskritina, miscreants, they don't believe in God. Where is the chance of asking God, please give me this, give me that? Because they don't believe in God. Therefore, they are duskritina, atheist. In comparison to such person, those who go to the temple or church, ask something from God, they are better. Because they are accepting. They have at least come to God. Now, gradually, they will be purified, and at a time, they will say, Samin kitarthosmi barangnaji. No, no more. I have no demand. What demand? Why, if one gets Krishna, then what is the question of demand? He gets everything. Everything. There is no question of demand. So that stage is perfect. So, anudita praya, anukta praya, vimalam, Bhagavad-jaso vina jinaiva dharmadijnanena asu Bhagavan na tushyate. Siddhartha Swami gives note that if you become a rigid religious person, that does not mean God will be satisfied. That is preliminary stage. Dharmartha kama mokha, if only, yes, that's it. But that is not the qualification. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Ramananda Rai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, what is the aim of life and what is the procedure of achieving that aim? He prescribed this Varnasram Dharma. Because that is the beginning of actual human life, accepting four varnas and four ashramas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately rejected. Yo vajja age kari. These are not very important things. You see? The whole Vedic civilization is resting on the varnasram dharma. Varnasram charvata purusena parapraman Vishnu aradhate punshang nanna tattosa karanam. That is the statement that one who is rigidly performing the rules and regulation of these four varnas and ashramas. Varnasrama charvata purusena parapuman Vishnu aradhati. Simply by following the rules and regulation of varnasrama system, one can worship Vishnu. Vishnu aradhati. Nanna tattosu karanam. There is no alternative to satisfy him. That this is an authorized statement. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yo bajha age kahar, this is external, this is not very important thing. If you know something more, that you can say. Yo bajha age kahar. So, to become a religious person, to become economically very well to do, or to become a salvationist, desiring to merge into the existence, to become one with God, these things are not, very satisfactory to the Supreme Personality of God. Bhakta tutosa bhagavan gajajurutapaya. If you want to satisfy the Supreme Lord, then you have to accept this path of devotion and service. There is no second path. In the Bhagavad Gita also, it is said that Bhaktamam abhijanati, javanajaschami tattata. If one wants to know the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in truth, not fictitiously, then bhaktyamam abhijanati. Bhaktyamam abhijanati means through devotion and service. So here also it is said that bhavatanu ditaprang jaso bhagavatamalam. You have not stated very nicely in devotion, in love about the transcendental glories of the Lord. Jenaivasu natushita manneta. And if Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not satisfied, jena eva asau natushita. Asau Bhagavan, natusheta, is not pleased, manneta darsanam khilam. That is insignificant. That means he hinted that you are very much proud that you have written Vedanta Sutra. You don't think by writing your Vedanta Sutra God is pleased. Don't think so. It is clearly said, manneta darsanam. You have done wonderful work in the writing in Vedanta Sutra. But I think tad darsanam khilam, it is insignificant, isn't it? Because by philosophical speculation, by argument, these or that, it is God is not satisfied because you are very erudite scholar. God is satisfied by the love of gopis. They are not philosophers, they are not even Brahmins, they are not even men. Ordinary village girls, but their devotion for Krishna, there is no comparison. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Ramma kachid upasana bhajavadhu bhargav. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life was to love Krishna, gopi bhavarasamrita dilahari kallolama. That is the Goswami's. Simply they were trying to come to that stage on which gopi loved Krishna. Gopi bhava samrita dilahari kallola magno. So that is the highest stage. How to love Krishna without any motive, without any material profit, without any personal consideration? That if we can reach that, then jayatma saprasidhati. Then we will be satisfied. Otherwise, there is no satisfaction. It is simply useless, waste of time. That's all. Thank you very much.